It was a busy week of NASCAR news with the announcement of the Chase format, testing 750 horsepower at North Wilkesboro, and more. But there's news that may have slipped between the cracks. This is Andrew Kurland on PRN's Garage Pass, and we're going to get you up to speed.
In the automotive industry, time and trust mean everything. Miss an electrical problem, and it can mean big problems for your operation. That's why NAPA believes in testing the five critical components in every vehicle: the battery, starter, alternator, relay, and serpentine belt. And why we deliver the parts, tools, and expertise you need to catch problems before they become breakdowns. So test every vehicle and trust the name that keeps your bays busy and your business moving full speed ahead. NAPA know-how!
Here's some of the news you may have missed. Chevrolet debuted their brand new body at the North Wilkesboro tests on Tuesday. Ross Chastain shares what it was like to be involved in the process and how different it was from last year.
Yeah, watching that come to life has been cool. It's the first time I've ever been involved watching, and them keeping me us all updated a little bit more for the street Camaro is it's been cool to see. It's not a massive change. It's still the same car. But, you know, we didn't change cars. We're just keeping up with everybody else.
The test also marked the first time that Joe Gibbs Racing was without their normal competition director, Chris Gabehart. Chase Briscoe talked about whether or not they felt his absence at the test.
You know, really doesn't feel any different. You know, and honestly, at the racetrack, a lot of time it was just kind of me and James, the 19 group. You know, I'm sure, you know, post-practice stuff will feel different just because, you know, everybody's personality is different but whatnot. But yeah, so far everything feels normal.
And finally, the test at North Wilkesboro is an exciting precursor to the return of the points race at the track in July. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. has already made things exciting after his fight with Kyle Busch a few years back, and I asked him if we're going to get more fireworks after 450 laps in the summer.
I do know that if you get crashed out early, you're going to be pretty pissed sitting in the infield for that much longer, especially if it was on purpose. So yeah, I guess you could have more fireworks then. I mean, I think we should put a pedestrian bridge in at some point.
Well, we'll have to wait and see if that pedestrian bridge is coming. For PRN's Garage Pass, this is Andrew Curl.
In addition to traditional summer camp, Victory Junction also hosts family weekends, partner programs, and day camps. And the Victory Junction Outreach Program takes camp fun beyond our gates to children at hospitals and partner sites throughout North Carolina, South Carolina, and Virginia. Victory Junction makes the impossible accessible.
This is a place that needs to be here 50 years from now, 100 years from now. We are never going to run out of kids that can benefit from Victory Junction.
Discover how you can get involved at victoryjunction.org.